Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Prayer isn't just about words. It's about connecting with God in a way that transforms our hearts, strengthens our faith, and even moves mountains. But how often do we underestimate its power? How often do we pray without really expecting anything to change? Today, we're going to explore how prayer can shift impossible situations, draw us closer to God, and make a real difference in our lives. So today, whether you want to strengthen your prayer life or you have prayed and expecting something from God, stay with me. This message might just be on time and might change your life forever. The topic is the power of prayer. And our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 21 verse 21.
Matthew chapter 21 verse 21. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done."
In 1989, World Vision, a missionary organization, launched a development project in Ethiopia, aiming to bring life to an arid valley by constructing an irrigation system. However, a massive tree stood as more than just a natural landmark. It was the centerpiece of fear and idolatry for the local villagers. They believed the tree had spiritual power, and for years, they performed rituals and sacrifices to appease its supposed spirits. Recognizing this as a spiritual stronghold, Christian workers began to pray fervently, standing on Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 21 verse 21. They asked God to remove the tree, believing in his power. 6 weeks later, the impossible happened. The tree withered and fell into the river. The villagers were astonished and acknowledged, "Your God has done this." As a result, over 100 people gave their lives to Christ. What a demonstration of God's power through prayer, and it leads us to a crucial question. Do we truly understand the power we have when we pray? Prayer isn't just a religious routine. It's a direct connection to the heart of God. It's our lifeline, our power source, our place of refuge. Yet, many of us treat it as our last resort, rather than our first response. Have you ever caught yourself saying, "Well, all we can do now is pray," as if prayer is a weak backup plan? But the truth is, prayer is the most powerful thing we can do. It moves mountains, breaks chains, heals the sick, and transforms lives. James chapter 5 verse 16 reminds us, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Your prayer has the power to make changes. When you pray, there is a spiritual force at work that affects changes. Think about it. If prayer could wither a tree in Ethiopia and lead an entire village to Christ, what can it do in your life? Prayer can do the impossible in your life. Begin exercising the power of prayer today. A quote says, "Where there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer." God is a prayer-answering God. He listens to all our prayers. He's not deaf to hear us, but He's powerful to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. 1 John chapter 5 verses 14 to 15 reminds us, saying, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." I pray for you today that the mighty God who hears will answer your petitions today in Jesus' name. So, how do we strengthen our prayer life and deepen our connection with God? I will give you 5 practical steps you can take to strengthen your prayer life today. Number 1. Pray with faith. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11 verse 24, "Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Prayer without faith is just words. When we pray, we must trust that God hears us and that He will respond in His perfect way. 2. Pray with persistence. In Luke chapter 18, Jesus tells the parable of the persistent widow who kept seeking justice from an unjust judge, until He finally granted her request. If persistence moved the heart of an unrighteous man, how much more will our loving Father respond when we keep coming to Him? Never give up in prayer, keep pressing in. 3. Pray with sincerity. God isn't impressed by fancy words or rehearsed speeches. He wants your heart. Psalm chapter 145 verse 18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." As you pray today, speak to God honestly. Whether you're rejoicing, struggling, or even doubting, He listens. And finally, 4. Pray with expectation. Do you pray expecting something to change? Or do you pray out of obligation, not really believing anything will happen? Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 tells us that God is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. When you take time to pray, expect God to move in unimaginable ways. As you go today, take some time to reflect on these things. How strong is your prayer life? Do you approach prayer with faith and expectation, or has it become a duty rather than a delight? Have you experienced moments when God answered your prayers in ways you never expected? Today is the day to renew your commitment to a deeper, stronger, more vibrant prayer life. Start today with the step I have highlighted, and may the Lord help you as you do so, in Jesus' name. In conclusion, prayer has the power to transform not only our circumstances but also our hearts. It's not just about asking for things. It's about drawing closer to the One who loves us beyond measure. As you go today, remember this. No prayer goes unheard, and no prayer is wasted. Keep praying, keep believing, and keep trusting that God is moving, even when you don't see it yet. So, what will you pray for today? What mountain do you need God to move? Lift it up to Him and watch what He will do. God bless you, and may your prayer life be filled with faith, power, and divine encounters. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of a new day. We are grateful for the power of prayer and the privilege to come before You. Lord, we ask that You strengthen our faith, deepen our connection with You, and help us to pray with expectation and persistence. Whatever challenges or uncertainties lie ahead of us, we commit them into Your hands, knowing that You are in control. Fill our hearts with peace, guide our steps, and let Your presence go before us. May we walk in Your favor and see Your power at work in our lives today. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 4, chapter 5, and chapter 6. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 25 verse 1 to 30. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.